At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Every Day Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every Day Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 731 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Wednesday. We are halfway through our holiday week here, and we continue to grind in the arena, produce another winning night. Last night, guys, I don't care if it's 0.01 units, 5 units, 10 units, 1 unit, it doesn't matter. You stack as many winning days as you can, and then you add it all up at the end here. So 3-2 plus 0.41 units. We got the Maple Leafs, which is nice, in overtime. The Bruins let us down. Cam Talbot stood on his head there. Difficult when the goalie stops everything. And then obviously Penguins let us down, but we did get the Leafs. We got the Dallas Mavericks over. By the way, Luka Doncic, I knew he was great, but oh my God, I was sweating that over. It got a little dicey. It looked great all game, and then they kind of slowed down in the fourth quarter, and then Luka went off. He went off the entire game. You probably saw this. It's on pretty much every channel today for sports, ESPN and everything, all the highlights, but the putback there to send it to overtime, winning in overtime, 60 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists, and notice that Luka is now making a big move here for MVP, taking in a lot of respect to money. I think he's down to like plus 300, plus 350, something like that, but we got our over, which is all we cared about. But really the one that I stayed up late for, it ended at like 1:30 a.m. because I'm like, okay, I'm 2-2 on the night. This final game will determine whether we have a winning night or a losing night. And thank the Lord that we got the under last night in that college football game. Sharp as attack there with that Oklahoma State Wisconsin. Opened 48-ish, got down to 45, 44 and a half. Number one, they made us sweat. So Luke Fickell in Wisconsin and your Wolf, the quarterback, what the heck were you doing at the end of the game? You had the game completely in control. All you have to do is sit on it, kneel it, run out the clock. And what do they do? I was so sweating. I had a heart attack, and you guys did too, I'm sure, if you stayed up late. Some of you who couldn't stay up that late probably just woke up to it. But the last play of the game, it's 24-17 Wisconsin. They're on like the 10-yard line of Oklahoma State. All you have to do is take a knee, win the game, put it to bed, you win the bowl game. What do? The idiot coaching staff, the idiot quarterback, they call a play-action rollout with the quarterback who tried to punch in a meaningless touchdown and kill our over. Well, guess what? You got denied there, and you should have been denied, but what an idiot play call. That thing was just ridiculous, made me have a heart attack there, but luckily, good play by one of the defensive backs to tackle the QB, end the game, but I could not believe that they were running a play there when they should have just kneeled on it, so made you sweat on that one. Luke Fickell, nice job, buddy, taking Cincinnati over to Wisconsin. You really needed to call that play at the end. What a jerk, what an idiot, but got what he deserved on that one. You can have the win, but trying to kill our under there was absolutely ridiculous, so thank God we got the under. What a sweat that was. It's never easy. It is never easy, but bowl game unders, I would say, with that winner last night, they are now 14-8 to the under, 64% overall, so made a sweat. Had a heart attack, and of course, sports betting is probably going to take off at least 20 years of my life. I probably would have lived to 100. Now I'm going to live to it like I'm 80 because of all these sweats here and all these back and forth games that my heart can't take here. But anyway, we got the under. It was worth it. But I was talking to my buddy Darush, who I know Darush is like me. He never sleeps. But as soon as that guy got stuffed there at the end, we got the under. Darush also DM'd me, said, "Hey, I just had a heart attack too." And I told Darush, "You know what? If I had stayed up till 1:30 a.m. only to lose my final bet and have a losing night because of a meaningless, stupid, boneheaded, greedy touchdown at the end, I probably wouldn't have slept at all last night. And I needed the sleep because I had to wake up early to do the morning bets pod and do follow the money." So I think the betting gods, they made us work for it, but we got it. Again, I cannot believe that guy went for it. But all that matters is that we got the under, baby. It wasn't easy, but we got it. So that now makes our fourth straight winning day on the pod. Friday over the weekend, Monday, Tuesday. Let's see if we can keep it rolling here for a big Wednesday. So 3-2 plus 0.41 units. I will take it. Looking toward today, guys, I have another five pack for you. I do have a college football bowl game bet for you, as well as two in the NHL, one in the NBA, and one in college basketball. Trying to get back to a little college hoops here. It's kind of been a bit of a layoff, but I got an obscure line move system for you. And I also have an NFL bet that I made today because we got some confirmation on a quarterback who is not going to play. There's going to be a backup in. And I think now is the time. We've been looking at this line all day or all week. Now I think is the time to hit it before it goes even further. So got the confirmation I wanted on that one. But anyway, guys, five pack for you. Let's see if we can turn it into a fifth straight winning day on the pot as we continue to grind. Quick housekeeping, as always, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter. You plug in your email, and then every day you'll wake up when you have your bacon and eggs and you make your coffee to a great, very quick, concise, very informational sports betting newsletter, which is going to tell you everything that's going on in the betting world that day, the big games, the breakdowns, the data, and it's also going to tell you specifically what's going on in the world of VSiN. So once you sign up, you get all this great content every single day, and I love Bill Adee. He gave me a nice shout-out today. Bill Adee, who hired me at VSiN back in 2019, when I first met Bill Adee, I was on a tryout. I did the newsletter. Luckily, I think I did okay, and I got hired. But Bill told me that he worked at the Chicago Sun-Times sports department for a long time. He was the editor. And he mentioned today that in the 80s, as a fresh-faced 23-year-old out of Northwestern, a handicapper who once told him, he said basically, "Let the board do the talking." And I'm just completely on board with Bill here. Again, there are different ways to bet on sports, but to me, I'm looking at the market, trying to find those sweet spot, sharp contrarian plays. But Bill Adee was saying, "Hey, let's let the board talk to us." And he led off today's newsletter with my article for today, five games the wise guys are targeting. So a lot of these that we've talked about, but to give you a quick breakdown of the line moves for the biggest games here that pros are looking at. Jets line move, we talked about the Steelers, the Rams, you would have loved to gotten a 7 there. Panthers are taking in money, and the Patriots as well. I have more on the Pats game a little bit later today. But you'll get breakdowns like this every single day. You also get an update on the Circa Survivor. You also get all of the articles that we write on a daily basis from all of our team of analysts and stat people. So you get it every day in the newsletter. You also get promos for legal sports books. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. So it's a win-win here, as well as links to different group of articles, data, information that'll help you make a smart bet. So it's free. It costs you nothing. You even have like an Omaha Steaks offer today. You got another one for Harry's starter set. So take advantage. There's always some good surprising promos here in the newsletter every day. Keep you plugged into VSiN and everything that's going on in the market. So go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up. Get it every morning. Also, if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Put in your email. Once you sign up, it'll cost you the equivalent of less than 70 cents a day. It's a great offer, great value play here. You're going to get covered with all of the major sports, making your life a little bit easier here with all the analysis, data, information, best bets sent to your email throughout the day, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all of the actual insights and the pro tips coming from all the different VSiN shows throughout the day. And also those great DraftKings percentages. They're real. And they're spectacular. So you can get those and kind of bookmark them. And once you get those percentages, I got to admit to you guys, it's going to be a page you look at every single day. Obviously leaning on the data closer to game time, but really answers the question to me, where's the public? Where are the sharps? Anytime I place a bet, I need the answers to those two questions. And that's where those DraftKings percentages really come in handy. So become a member. Get it all. VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. To my crew who stayed up late to hopefully cash that under if he took it off the pod. And I did notice a lot of people, 1:30 a.m., I'm not the only one sweating. But anyway, it's a great community you can build on Twitter here, thinking about talking through bets through direct messaging, creating a gambling community, also being able to track online or legalized sports books, looking at updates here for injuries, following local beat reporters, all important here, especially with injuries and starting goalies, starting pitchers in baseball. I saw my Red Sox finally made a move, Corey Kluber. So again, you get all these updates here as well as load management, NBA, injuries in the NFL. Really important here to be on Twitter to get the information first before you can see the line move and hopefully get down on an actionable play and beat the closing line based on some variables and insights that you'll get on Twitter before anywhere else. So get on Twitter, follow at VEASAN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@VEASAN.com. So with that being said, after our fourth straight winning pod, let's see if we can reach five straight winning pods. What do you say, guys? So talked about an early day game here that I will be sweating. And if you listen to yesterday's pod, you know what it is. If you listen to Morning Bets, you know what it is. It's a day game for a college football bowl game. But the pod won't be coming out in time. I mentioned this yesterday. So let's look toward another play for tonight. There are a couple games. I actually really like the board for today's bowl games, but there's one in particular that caught my eye. So my one bet here for the Market Insights pod, let's go to the Tax Act Bowl. Ole Miss and Texas Tech. This is a 9 p.m. game. It's going to be played at Energy Stadium, home of the Houston Texans. And you know what? I'm going to take the points here with Texas Tech. Give me Texas Tech +3.5. Straight off the board, guys, you have two teams trending in opposite directions. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, they started off great. They started off 8-1, but they lost their last three games to end the regular season here. So they really have struggled down the stretch. Meanwhile, Texas Tech played pretty well down the stretch. They're 7-5, but they won their last three games. They beat Oklahoma 51-48 as a 1.5-point home dog. So right off the bat, you have one team playing well down the stretch in Texas Tech, one team playing poorly down the stretch with Ole Miss. So typically, I don't automatically want to bet, hey, let's take the hot team and fade the cold team. You actually sometimes think of it the other way as kind of buying low on a team that struggled, selling high on a team that has done well because they're overvalued versus undervalued. But I'll still take the hot team versus the cold team if the hot team is still contrarian with a sharp line move. And that's what you're seeing here with Texas Tech. So Texas Tech opened at +4. Now you're down to +3.5. So right off the bat, you have line movement toward Texas Tech. That's important because the public is all over Lane Kiffin. They're not worried about Ole Miss and kind of the way they struggle there down the stretch. They're still biased toward a college coach who obviously is very charismatic and has a lot of public support and following here. But partly, I think, struggling down the stretch was Lane Kiffin not knowing whether he's going to stay or go. And it's, he basically, I think, was a great move by his agent threatening to leave or leaking out that he's going to go somewhere else to Auburn. I think Ole Miss gave him like some huge deal to stay there. So Kiffin's not going anywhere. But what's notable to me is this big reverse line move toward Texas Tech. Ole Miss is getting 70% of bets. And again, this is a 9 o'clock game. It's your late game. It's going to be your most heavily bet game of the night. This is the game that, typically the public, it's your last game. This is the game that you're going to chase on if you had a rough day. And this is the game that you're going to double down on if you're having a good day. So this is going to be a big public play late night, 9 o'clock. And you are getting everybody pretty much taking Ole Miss. But if you have a big majority of bets, 3 out of 4 on Ole Miss, and they open laying 4, why are they down to 3.5? Why are the odds makers dropping this line to make it easier for the public to cover on Ole Miss when they're already sweating the Rebels to begin with here? So again, classic reverse line move when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages, when the line moves away from the popular team toward the unpopular team. Obviously looks too good to be true, looks fishy. Typically it is, and there's a reason behind it. So I like this big reverse line move here to Texas Tech. I'm going to take the +3.5 here. You have seen Bulldogs. I know favorites had a good day yesterday, but Bulldogs are still 12-10 ATS. They are, 55% overall. And the other thing that I kind of like about this one is that unlike, the Duke-UCF game, which I'll be sweating here on Dukies on the money line, there aren't a ton of opt-outs on both sides. So to me, I like that motivational angle, but sometimes with opt-outs, it can be complicated, like weighing, okay, whose opt-outs are more important? Who has more opt-outs? There are pretty much no opt-outs or transfers on either side here. So that tells me that this 4 down to 3.5 toward the Texas Tech is kind of what I would call a pure sharp bet. It's not like let's move the number because Ole Miss has all these opt-outs. No, pretty much everyone's playing, and that tells me with a kind of an even playing field here, the respective money is just taking Texas Tech in the points. So I'm going to take Texas Tech. They played better down the stretch. They're really contrarian in the most heavily bet game, late game of the night. Everyone's betting Ole Miss, yet line is falling to Texas Tech. Give me Texas Tech +3.5. I'll be sweating that tonight. And also mention a lot of money to this over. It opened like 65. It's up to 72. This thing continues to rise. It's unbelievable. I think it was 71.5 earlier today. I'm not going to take the over. You know, bowl game unders are 14-8, 64% this year. I know these teams are fast-paced. They're both good to the over. It looks kind of sharp to the over. But when I have a good angle on Texas Tech, I'm not going to take a shot on that over and maybe go 1-1 and lose the juice. Like, to me, we talked about this, what was it again, on Monday night, where it was that sharp play under, and there was sharp money going Colts, but I felt like my edge was better to the under, so just made that one bet. Also, John Ewing, my buddy, former colleague, we worked together at Bet Labs and Sports Insights, but he tweeted out something about, I think since 2016, when the total is super high, 70 or more, the under is like 6-2 or something. So again, looks kind of a sharp over, but I don't want any part of that with bowl game unders doing well and not a very good track record of these high totals going over. So I'm just going Texas Tech, +3.5. Super contrarian, reverse line move. Give me the points here. Let's win the game, hashtag win the damn game, or lose by 3 or less. Give me Texas Tech, +3.5 tonight. Keep on cruising here, guys. Actually, you know what? We'll take a short break. I know we have a 5-pack, but we kind of had a lot to get to. I know I had to get some of that off my chest, complain about Wisconsin trying to crush our over. No, you can't. We got the under. We just talked the bowl game. Let's hit the ground running on the second half of the pod. We're about 15 minutes in here. When we come back, I have two NHL bets for you. Two plays that aren't that sharp, you know, based on the way I indicate sharp action, line movement, RLM, steam, you know, line freeze, low bets, higher dollars. But they're two pretty good value plays on two good teams at low numbers. I also have a bet in the NBA for you, a buy low over. And I got one bet in college basketball, an obscure line move, as well as a bet that I just placed in the NFL. I've been looking at this team all week. We just got confirmation that one of the quarterbacks starters is out. So stay tuned for that. Going to put in another bet here for week 17. So that about does it for the first half of the pod. Don't go anywhere. We had a 5-pack. We got one down. We got four to go. Talking NHL, NBA, college hoops, and an early NFL bet for week 17. When we return in episode 731 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven, contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. All right, everyone, we are back at it for a big Wednesday edition of the VSiN Market Insights Pod, episode 731. So we just stacked our fourth straight winning day. And again, 5 units, 1 unit, 0.01 units. All you care is that each day you grind out as many winning days, positive days, as you can. And we got one last night, another one here. 3-2 plus 0.41 units. And again, thank the Lord that Oklahoma State made that stop there at the end. Meaningless. I cannot believe. I still can't get over Wisconsin. You're dead to me trying to do that shady stuff at the end, trying to score a meaningless touchdown. And again, someone tweeted me this too. What if you had run to the right, gotten a fumble recovery, and they bring it back 90 yards and score a touchdown? Not only was it stupid and greedy, but you could have sabotaged the game and maybe lost the game. So you got what you deserved on that one. Luckily, we did get our under. But four straight winning days. Let's see if we can make it five on a big Wednesday edition of the Market Insights Pod. So we did talk about a bowl game for tonight. I am sweating Texas Tech plus 3.5 here. Now let's go over to the NHL. A couple NHL bets for you, and a couple bets that I think are what I would call value plays, and also a little bit sharp. I mentioned they weren't very sharp, but I looked at the line, and this line just moved again, which is good. But first bet for me, I'm going to take the Boston Bruins. And yes, took the Bruins last night. Couldn't come through. I couldn't believe there was a play. If you watch the game, it was an awesome pass cross ice to Pasta, David Pastrnak. Incredible stop there by Cam Talbot. Again, should have been a goal. What are you going to do? You're losing a shootout. Tough game there where the goalie stands on his head. But I like the Bruins to bounce back tonight. So they are on the second leg of a back-to-back, but you just had a huge holiday break where you were rested. So I don't think this second leg of a back-to-back is as big of a detriment as it would be, you know, if you're grinding during the regular season, like you're just coming off a long layoff anyway. But the other reason I like the Bruins is starting goaltender. You're going to have Linus Ullmark in net, who, by the way, is looking pretty damn good for the Vezina. It was a play we talked about earlier. I think you got him at like plus 350, something like that. He's 19-1 on the year. But Swayman started last night. Ullmark is in net tonight. Ullmark is your number one goalie and rested and ready to go. And also, you have some line movement toward the Bruins. I mentioned this wasn't very sharp because it pretty much opened a pick'em and it stayed a pick'em. But now I am seeing, as we get like 1 o'clock in the afternoon here, some line movement early afternoon toward Boston. Like, the Bruins just got hit. They were minus 105. Now they just ticked up to minus 115. So now we do have some line movement here toward Boston. So now Boston is officially a favorite. As a favorite this year, they're 21-4. On the road, they're 9-4-1. So we are getting some system matches now on the Bruins. The Bruins are also 6-0 on the year off a loss. They bounced back when they've needed to. And the New Jersey Devils, as great as they've been to start the year, they struggled. I think they needed that break. They're just 1-7 their last 8 games. The Bruins have a better power play, 29% versus 20%. Better penalty kill, 84% versus 81%. And you also look at offense-defense. The Bruins are averaging almost 4 goals a game versus 3.4 for the Devils. And defensively, they're similar, but Bruins have the edge, 2.3 goals allowed versus 2.6. So to me, this was a value play on the Bruins bouncing back with their number one goalie rested and ready to go. But now it's becoming sharp with this line move in their favor. So I don't know if the betting market here is listening to the Market Insights steam, but we just got some steam on the Bruins. I'm going Bruins in this one to bounce back. Give me the Bees at a pretty good number here. I got them at minus 105. Now you're looking at the Bees around minus 115. Let's go Boston. My other play for tonight, I'm going to take the Seattle Kraken. Release the Kraken! Last time we tried to release the Kraken, they blew a third period lead. So hopefully that doesn't happen again here. But I'm going to take the Kraken in this one. Kraken, this is kind of a pick'em number as well. It's about minus 105, minus 110 both sides. Hopefully you get some late movement to the Kraken here, kind of like we just saw with the Bruins. But this is a fade second leg of a back-to-back. Calgary played last night, and now they're on the road again here at Seattle. So had Markstrom in net last night. This is now going to be, I believe, Daniel Vladar in goal here for Calgary. Like, the difference between, you know, betting on Boston versus against Calgary, both are on the second leg of a back-to-back, but Boston's got their number one goalie. You know, this one here is a backup goalie for Calgary. Also, Calgary has really struggled down the stretch or last few games. They're just 3-7 their last 10 games. And you look at Seattle, 9-6-2 at home. And they're coming off a layoff here where they're rested, ready to go. It's going to be Grubauer in net here, looks like, for Seattle. They have the better offense, 3.5 goals a game versus just around 3 for Calgary. So Calgary's kind of been snake bit. Seattle's rested and ready to go at home. You get a backup goalie here for Calgary, and it's a pretty good number here on a Seattle team that has been a good home team in general. So I'm going to take a shot on the Kraken. Release the Kraken! I got the Kraken at minus 105. So two bets tonight. Bruins, minus 115. Kraken, minus 105. Now over to the NBA. I got one NBA bet for you. I mentioned a bet on morning bets earlier today, but the line moved, so can't really get that good number. Good CLV, but I'm not going to recommend it anymore because it's moved a little bit here. So I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take the Suns and the Wizards. I'm going to buy low and take another over here. This reminds me quite a bit from last night, that buy low over with the Knicks and the Mavericks. And I'm going to do the same thing here, buy low over Suns, Wizards. Give me the Suns, Wizards over 220. You may see a 220 and a half out there, but I think you can find some 220s. So this game actually opened Suns, Wizards 225 and a half, 226. You're now down to 220. Obviously, big reason here is you have some guys out. Bradley Beal is probably going to miss this game. It also looks like Devin Booker is going to be out for this game. So you do have some guys who are out. But sometimes when you see these lines drop so much, even with some star players out, it creates an opportunity to buy low and still back an over here. So number one, this buy low over system match, when a line moves at least 4 points to the under, buy low, take the over. It's about 57% this year. Also, non-conference overs, they're 107 and 82, 57%. A non-conference over in which the home team missed the playoffs last year, 46 and 20, 70% here. I'm also thinking we get some points based on some of these backups getting some time, maybe when they typically don't, because your star players are out. And sometimes there can also be an overreaction when star players are out, where it's like, oh, you know, no Beal, no Devin Booker, boom, it's got to be an under. Well, no, it's moved so much down under that now there's a buy low opportunity to take the over. So CJ Washington, Zach Zarba, John Goble, all pretty good over refs. In particular, Washington and Zarba are around 52 to 54% to the over. We have seen offensively Phoenix, one of your better teams this year, number four offensive efficiency. Defensively, Washington is just number 22. So bad defense, good offense there. Also, both teams on the second leg of a back-to-back. So I'm thinking maybe you don't really have your legs here to play defense. So maybe some Matador defense, you get some high scoring in this one. Also, both teams trending over here. Washington is 9-7 to the over at home. Phoenix is 9-6-1 to the over on the road. So both teams have been cashing quite a few overs here in these specific matchups. And you do look at Phoenix 4-2 to the over their last six games, 8-3 to the over their last 11 on the road. So to me, this is a buy low, and also the over 7-2 the last nine head-to-head between these teams. So to me, it's kind of a buy low opportunity where kind of an overreaction with a bunch of guys out. It's fallen so much that I think there's an opportunity here to go the other way, buy low, take the over. Also, I did notice that this line got down to 220, and that looked to be your low water mark because then you had some books creep back up to 220 and a half. So there are definitely some guys out, fully admit. You know, there's some under money as soon as he's here. So here's the other thing. If you saw on Twitter that Booker and Bradley Beal are both out and you hit the under 225 and a half, you're just going to sit on that bet. You got closing line value. You got a good number there. But now if you're betting the under, you're getting the worst of it, and you're kind of, you know, kind of tailing or chasing an injury-based underplay. So to me, I'll go the other way, see if we can get some points. Give me the Suns and the Wizards over 220, or maybe 220 and a half, depending on what book you're at. Now, to finish up our five-pack for the night, I got one college basketball game for you, and we're going to go back to our system that, to me, has been the top system in college hoops this year. The obscure line move system. So basically two teams in a game where the public really doesn't care about, doesn't know about, doesn't even know, you know, where in their app or on their in their sports book where to find the game. You know, it's just such a low, heavily bet game. It's getting no attention at all from the public, but it is taking in line movement. Basically, respected money is moving this number. So I'm talking about Missouri State and Northern Iowa. 8 o'clock game tonight. Again, one of the lowest bet games of the night. No one woke up today on Christmas break and said, I got to bet Missouri State, Northern Iowa. That's really what I want to get down on today. So it's super low bet, but the pros have taken a liking to Northern Iowa. So I'm going Northern Iowa here. This game opened at around a pick 'em. Northern Iowa, you know, just like a 1 point favorite at home. Now I've seen Northern Iowa get up to -1.5, -2. I see a 2.5 out there. I see a 3 out there. So this line continues to move toward Northern Iowa. So operating on the premise of, hey, you know, odds makers are going to obviously set these numbers based on their power ratings, but, you know, you look at pros, they're going to bet these games based on their discrepancies. So it doesn't matter if it's Duke, UNC, you know, whether it's Kentucky and I don't know, who's another good team in college basketball, Kentucky and I don't know, Texas. Doesn't matter if it's a big name matchup here on ESPN. Doesn't matter if it's a game that's not even televised. Pros are going to bet games based on their data and their discrepancy plays. So it tells me Northern Iowa, again, with a line move in a very obscure game. I got Northern Iowa here on the money line. I'm taking a minus 145. I'm not going to mess around with Northern Iowa, winning by one, winning by two, me losing my bet. So I'm just going money line, just hashtag win the damn game. Now, KenPom only has Northern Iowa winning by 1 point. So again, not an edge there, but at least he doesn't have them losing the game. That's kind of the way I look at it. And you look at offensively, an advantage to Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa is averaging 70 points a game versus just 65 for Missouri State. They're the better field goal shooting team, 46% from the field versus 44% from the field for Missouri State. And then also home road splits here. This is something that I put a lot of stock into in college because these young college kids, they can get rattled on the road. They can feel the boost of the home crowd when they're at home. It makes much more of a difference in college home road than in the pros. When you're a pro, you know, you've been there, done that. It really doesn't faze you either way. But if you look at Northern Iowa, they're 4-3 at home. Not bad, but Missouri State 1-3 on the road. So Missouri State has struggled on the road. Northern Iowa has been, you know, decent here at home. We have an obscure line move. We have a better offensive team, both scoring and field goal percentage. And we have an obscure line move here telling me respect to money's on Northern Iowa. So I'm going UNI here. UNI on the money line, obscure line move. Tell me pro bettors like this spot, and I like it too. Give me Northern Iowa on the money line. Hashtag win the damn game at minus 145. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets pod, but I do have one more for you. I've been trying to put in some NFL bets here early in the week. Feeling really good about our Dallas and Tennessee under for tomorrow night. Got an under 42.5 on that one. Did anyone check the total? It's now down to 40.5. I see a 39.5. So again, looking pretty good there, picking off that early number. Did put in Carolina +3. You're still juiced up at +3. Took Pittsburgh there at +3. I'm kicking myself for not getting a +7 on the Rams. Maybe at this point take a 6.5, but I'm going to wait that thing out against the Chargers. But there was one game in particular that caught my eye. It is the Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. So right off the bat, this is a game that I've kind of been having my eye on because it's right off the bat a pretty sharp dog to fave line move. So if you look at this angle, dog to fave, it matches with the Patriots. The Patriots actually opened around a 1 or 2 point home dog. So it was Miami -1, -2 on the road. Now you flipped all the way to Patriots -2.5. And a lot of these 2.5s of the Pats are juiced up like it may even get to 3. So it looks like you're trending even further toward the Patriots here. The Patriots do have some good percentages. They're only getting across the board. Looks like, let me find it for you, only 44% of bets, but they're taking in 60% of the money. So really good bet split there. Contrarian with some sharp action. But really the angle here is the quarterback, Tua, who I'm concerned about the guy's career. When you look at Twitter or Google Tua, you know, it's like, oh, will he play this weekend or not? Now you're hearing a lot of these NFL executives and team doctors saying, should he ever play again? I think he's got his third concussion this year. And I mean, how many concussions can you take? I know football players are tough, but you know, you don't want to be dealing with this stuff later in life. So I think there's a question of Tua's long-term health, but just, you know, heartlessly talking about just this game, I hope Tua's going to be okay. But just about this game in particular as bettors, I like the Patriots a ton here. The fact that Tua is now out, he was ruled out. We expected him to be out. You're getting Teddy Bridgewater to start in his place. Now, got to admit, Teddy Two Gloves. There's been a lot of systems here on Teddy Two Gloves as a dog. There's been great covering numbers, but it's been a while since he started. It's been a while since he's covered these lines. So with Teddy Bridgewater in there, I think this is a huge advantage to the Patriots. Tua has been a killer to the Pats. He's 4-0 against the Patriots in his career. Meanwhile, the Pats, they have this sharp line move. They also have a good low bets, higher dollar bet split. And you're also looking at Miami, who looked like a juggernaut earlier in the year. I think the jinx was when McDaniel put on that shirt. I love the cold. Well, ever since you love the cold in December, you've lost 4 straight games here. So to me, it's a Dolphins team that kind of imploding at the wrong time. Now you're getting a backup. Quarterback there in place of Tua. The Patriots do have a rest advantage playing on Christmas Eve versus Christmas Day for the Dolphins. And you have the Pats. You know, even though they've lost, 4 of their last 5, you did show some fight there at the end towards Cincinnati. And the Patriots still, believe it or not, control their own destiny. Both teams do on this spot. But I like the Pats to get this thing done. Again, you would have some system matches here on divisional dog for Miami. But to me, when I look at those divisional dog angles and all my betting systems, I want it to be with the line move, with the sharp action. When it's against it, sometimes it's a no-bet play there with those systems. So give me Mac Jones. Again, Patriots have looked really terrible. But I think in two, the lesser of two evils play, is taking the Pats at home. They're accustomed to the weather. We all know how tough it is for these northern New England teams, or you know, northern teams, to go down south to Miami to play in the heat. We'll flip it the other way. Sometimes it's tough for these southern teams to come up to New England when it's freezing cold. So I'm going to take the Pats. Dog to fave line move. I was waiting on confirmation that Tua would be out. He is out. So I'm putting in a money line play right now on New England. Shop around. I got the Patriots at minus 145. So that about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights podcast, episode 731. Let's see if we can stack our fifth straight winning day. Knock on wood. Let's get after it, guys. Great to continue to grind and just put up as many positive winning days as we can. And we'll count the units later. Just give me anything in the green. That's always the goal. But reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights podcast, if you enjoy the Morning Bets podcast, if you enjoy or appreciate or have been aided or helped by kind of this style of betting, and again, I'm not going to tell you this is the only way to bet on sports. There's different ways to skin a cat, but this is the way that I learned that makes sense to me, that I know if you grind and stick with, you're going to be successful with. So if since listening to the pod, you have become a sharper better, you're starting to see your bankroll increase a little bit here. You're making smarter bets. You're beating closing lines. You're making more educated decisions. You're learning to go a little bit contrarian. You're looking at betting systems and line moves and percentages for the first time. Whatever the case may be, if the pod has helped you to become a better, then there's one thing I ask of you during this holiday week here. If you got any extra bones left in your pocket, or maybe you got an Amazon gift card from your aunt or uncle or your grandma or grandpa, you know what you should do? You should go to Amazon.com and type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. That's my book. That's my baby. It's actually going to turn 4 years old, believe it or not, this upcoming February. So, boy, does time fly. But anyway, if you're looking to learn more about betting, my book will give you all the tips, systems, strategies. Obviously, it's geared toward new bettors. So if you're in a newly legalized state and you're looking to get in for the first time, or you have a friend or a relative or a colleague or somebody who wants to get in on betting but has no way or no clue where to start, then my book hopefully will give you a leg up here. It's got every common mistake I wish people told me when I first started betting. Avoid parlays, the easiest one. But also bankroll management, how to read line movement, how to go contrarian, how to identify sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online. It's all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to pick up a copy, it would really mean a lot to me. And if you already have bought a copy, thank you so much. I really, really do appreciate it. But with that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, about a month from now, we'll be sweating games, literally almost a month and a couple days from now, 31st of January, we're going to be sweating games live in person legally at the Encore in Boston, and then we'll have legal betting online in Massachusetts probably around March Madness, or out in New York, the great state of New York, where, by the way, hopefully everyone is okay. I've seen the crazy storms here in Buffalo, and shout out to my in-laws, Bernie and Ed and the whole crew. Hopefully you guys are okay with all those storms that you've had. Or out in the desert, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point or at Stadium Swim. Sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa. Getting a victory burger at the end of the night, hanging by the Mega Book in front of the big screen, or the Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, my two other favorite books when I go to Vegas. Wherever it may be, don't show me a Bruins ticket. Do not show me a Penguins ticket. But show me a Maple Leafs ticket, getting it done with a beautiful goal in OT last night. Show me a Dallas over, and boy, Luka Doncic. Oh, my God. I knew this guy was good, but when you actually sweat a game, it's kind of funny. When you sweat games and you don't really know players, or you know they're good, but you don't really watch them, how good they are, that really opened my eyes to how damn good Luka is. Helped us cash our over. But overall, when we meet up at the book, I'm going to look at you, you're going to look at me, and we're going to flash each other an under ticket for Wisconsin-Oklahoma State. We're going to say, what an idiot, greedy, stupid morons that Wisconsin was. But you know what? The betting gods smiled on us. They didn't break our heart. We had a heart attack, but we got that under, and that gave us a winning night. So flash me that OK State-Wisconsin under ticket. First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat sharp contrarian plays all night long. So wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Wednesday. My parting words, as always, stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. If you haven't realized yet, sports betting is hard. Again, we got to beat these really hard lines the odds makers set. We got to overcome the juice. We got to overcome luck and randomness and bad beats and teams trying to score meaningless touchdowns to kill our unders. But I think that gives you perspective when you're struggling that, hey, betting's hard. And when you're doing well like we are now, gives you perspective and it gives you confidence here. So if we can find that sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be okay long term. So wish you the best of luck, guys. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. We'll be back at it tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. I hope you can all cash your bets today and you're enjoying, hopefully, a good holiday week here as we continue to grind. So enjoy the sweats, cash your tickets. And as the wise man likes to say, that's what it's all about, cashing tickets. So enjoy the sweats, guys. Good luck. Have a great Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Every Day Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Every Day Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Every Day Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.